From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Florida has 27 electoral votes, a tenth of those needed to win the presidency. It is, of course, a prize in this election. And given the 537-vote margin of victory there in 2000, both sides are now in hot pursuit of voters who might make the difference in 2004. Florida has early voting. People can start casting their votes this coming Monday.
Our colleague Melissa Block is in Florida this week, and today she reports on the massive voter mobilization effort in one key county.
Hillsborough County, that is, which encompasses Tampa, halfway up the state's Gulf Coast. Democrats outnumber Republicans here 42-35%, but the county went for George Bush in 2000, and Republicans are banking on a repeat. 1,000 or so seniors have gathered in an auditorium in Sun City Center in the southern part of the county. Congressman Adam Putnam urges the seniors to get going.
Get on the internet. Get on email. Make sure that everyone is doing everything in their power to bring neighbors out, to bring friends out, to bring your Sunday school classmates out to the polls. We have learned ever so importantly that every single vote counts, and there is nothing more powerful in politics than a candidate's mama.
The main event is Barbara Bush, the so-called Silver Fox, preaching to her own demographic.
As a fellow senior citizen, I want to warn you that during this final week, this very intense weeks, really, of campaigning, you're going to hear a lot of outrageous things about our son. Just keep this in mind. Do you really think that the president's parents would let him wreck Social Security and Medicare? Not.
This community is a Republican stronghold, and the president's mother is here to motivate these seniors to go to the polls.
So please fight hard. Please be sure to vote. You know, people say...
And to try to nail down that support, the phone bank is abuzz at the County Republican Party's office in Brandon.
And can President Bush count on your support?
Yay!
Very good. Can I ask you one more thing, if you don't mind? Would you be interested in doing any volunteer work for President Bush?
These volunteers looking to solidify the president's base.
Can we count on your husband's support also? No, no, you can't speak for him, but you certainly can use a little pillow talk.
Teenager Ryan Nye is too young to vote, but he's a devoted volunteer here. Today he's stapling Bush-Cheney posters onto wooden stakes, trying to keep up with demand and with the opposition.
People come by, they take them out of yards or they knock them over. And just, I know in Plant City, like, a whole neighborhood was raided at night, and every single Bush sign for about a 200-house neighborhood was taken up and disposed of somewhere.
County Party Chairman Al Higginbotham has scrutinized and analyzed every electoral inch of Hillsborough County.
Well, what I have here in front of you is what I call my war map, and it was something that we drew up 11 months ago. But this is a precinct map where we've gone through the voter records in Hillsborough County, and we have identified the precincts that have 1,000 Republican voters or more. That's where our basis is, and that's where we have targeted our effort.
And to mobilize the base, Al Higginbotham says local contact is the most effective thing.
Being an old country boy, it always helps to have a neighbor call on you. It's good when there's someone who can identify within, you know, a couple mile of where you live, and you go to the same grocery store or to the same shopping center. The kids go to the same school. That always helps when you're making calls like this.
And what do you do? How do you make sure that people who you've talked to, you might have given them direct mail, sent them direct mail, you've called them on the phone, what do you actually do to make sure they get to the poll?
Back in April, we started recruiting the poll watchers. And those are people who'll be monitoring activity at polls and kind of taking as best they can, making a checklist to see who's coming in and voting and who's not, so we can report that back. And they're kind of the folks who are out there on the front line who'll be calling in the airstrike, if you will. But they're the ones who'll be out there identifying where our turnout isn't what it needs to be, and we'll be making calls into those precincts.
You called it an airstrike.
You know, I'm part of the ground troop. You know, I've been involved in fundraising. I've been involved in all aspects of this, but I enjoy being a part of the infantry.
The Republican Party in Florida is renowned for its tightly orchestrated get-out-the-vote machine. But the Democrats learned something from their loss in this county in the 2000 election. They've outpaced Republicans in new voter registration in Hillsborough County. The wild card is, will those newly registered voters actually vote? Janae Murphy is the county chairwoman of the Democratic Party. One long wall of their Tampa headquarters is papered floor to ceiling with sign-up lists for volunteers, including drivers to take voters to the polls.
They refer to Hillsborough County as battleground. This is ground zero of the battleground. Volunteers come in here every day wanting to know what they can do. So what we have started to do is post this up here on the walls so that as soon as you come in here, there are things for you to do. Canvassing, as I call door-to-door hand combat. We are who gets the door first, Republican, Democrat, is in my feeling is going to get that vote. We just had a meeting right now with our Women for Carry, for our carry ban. From sunup to sundown for the kickoff on October 18th, we will be out there with decorated vehicles. And what we tell the women is, the gaudier the better. We want streamers. We want carry signs. We want early voting signs all on your cars. We want to see 100 vehicles up and down the road honking their horns, telling people we're here.
I heard you earlier use some military terms. I've heard them from the Republican mm-hmm. counterpart as well. You're getting the sense that maybe given what happened 4 years ago, that this is a particularly heated battleground this time around.
Tampa's it. We are going to make or break Florida, and here we feel that we're not taking any vote for granted. We understand that there are single mothers out there, and it's not easy for them to get out and go out there and vote. So we want to be there for them. We will watch a child if we need to. We'll babysit. We'll do whatever it takes.
Would you have seen these same lists 4 years ago? Would there have been this intensive an effort to?
I'll be honest. I don't think so. And that's sad to say, because we fought. Women, men, all of us here in America for the right to vote. And it is kind of sad you probably wouldn't have seen all this 4 years ago, but you know what? You see it now.
And this time around, the Democrats have a whole new stream of support. Liberal independent groups known as 527s that aren't officially connected to the Kerry campaign, but that have spent a lot of money in Florida on his behalf and have sent down a huge platoon of workers. Groups like America Coming Together, or ACT.
Is everybody signed in and everyone's ready to go?
That's ACT's canvass director for the Tampa area, Katie Allen. She's talking to their group of mostly college students who are paid $8 an hour to go door to door to one more door, trying to find an elusive group, undecided and unlikely voters.
So we have 3 weeks left. And this is our last couple of days of persuasion because we're moving.
This weekend, they'll turn to get out the vote tactics, but for the next few days, they're talking issues. We headed out in South Tampa with canvassers Nina Keough from Brookline, Massachusetts, and Jeeva Mansky from Albuquerque. They met as students at Brown. Now, they can't tell people, vote for John Kerry, but they can get pretty close. On West Bay Villa Avenue, Nina finally finds someone at home.
When Bush was in office, he did this huge tax cut, right, like $2.1 trillion. 80% of people in Florida got less than $100 back on that tax cut.
I didn't get nothing back.
Everyone I talked to, they're like, I didn't get anything back. Yeah. You know who you're going to vote for?
I don't know. Probably, like, John Kerry, I guess. That's because my little brother's actually in Iraq right now. So... And I knew a couple people that died over there, so I kind of want to get everybody out.
Yeah, definitely.
Each canvasser has a Palm Pilot with a lot of information about these targeted voters, age, race, sex, party affiliation, and how they're leaning in this election. After she leaves, Nina punches in new information on this house. Around the block, Jeeva is talking with an undecided voter named Valerie. Too busy, she says, to pay much attention to the race so far.
We've spent $200 billion in Iraq. And a lot of that money could be, you know,
used for school and stuff,
for education,
right.
Exactly. How do you feel about the current state of the country or the direction that the country is going for the last 4 years?
Well, it could be worse, but it could be a hell of a lot better. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, if you feel like things are going in the wrong direction, this is a good chance for us to kind of make our voices heard, especially in the area that you're in right now. So your vote is really going to go a long way.
Back at the ACT office in Tampa, workers are scanning requests for absentee ballots into a computer. They've been taking these cards by the box load to the supervisor of elections office. The supervisor says nearly 50,000 absentee ballot requests have come in so far in this county. That's well over twice as many requests as came in during the same period in 2000. Both Democrats and Republicans are encouraging absentee voting and early voting, which starts on Monday. They'll be able to track who's voted, match that up against their databases, and focus relentlessly on those they still need to bring to the polls on Election Day. I'm Melissa Block in Tampa.